So the other question is, what's the endocrine partner? There have been debates about what's the optimal first-line endocrine therapy in a de novo patient just to start with. What about somebody who's on an AI? What about somebody who's had an AI?
For sure. So for the de novo patient, I usually begin an AI. And if the patient is premenopausal, I also would initiate concurrent ovarian suppression. The concurrent ovarian suppression goes back to a very old literature. You may be the only one who remembers these papers in your audience, but there were studies a long time ago which showed that compared to tamoxifen alone, ovarian suppression and tamoxifen improved progression-free survival for women who had de novo metastatic disease in the premenopausal setting. So I think that is the default standard. And for convenience, we usually just give it with an AI. And I like the oral medication. They're portable, they're easy, and most women tolerate them reasonably well.
Incidentally, I don't know if you know that we actually started Research to Practice by getting a grant to do a video called Endocrine Therapy for the 1980s. It was like tamoxifen for metastatic disease.
Well, it's the original targeted therapy.
It really is. It totally
is. When I give
is.
The talk to our fellows, I make that point. Look, this. We were using this. Bill McGuire and people like that were characterizing ER in the 70s and 80s, and this was a remarkable story. And, it's a paradigm that seems less exciting nowadays compared to osimertinibs or, plasma match sequencing to link up ALK inhibitors and all that. But the principles were all established in the treatment of ER-positive breast cancer.
Yeah, I was a fellow with Chuck Vogel, and, I'm just kind of looking around and comparing quality of life to these people who are getting tamoxifen to the people who are getting chemotherapy. And that really is why I started, getting involved with the education. It's so striking how different it was.
When you look at the giants of real clinical breast cancer medicine over the past 25, 30 years, the Aaron Goldhirsches, the Martine Picarts, the Ian Smiths in Europe, the Nancy Davidsons and George Sledges, the vast majority of them cut their teeth on endocrine therapy and early stage breast cancer. That's been, a remarkable innovation. Obviously, the HER2 story has, been the parallel story with Dr. Slayman's contributions and others.